Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Eureka deserves a better future. A city with a beautiful harbor, soaring redwood trees, and a comfy, small-town vibe. It's a wonder that Eureka has been so poorly run. I try to stay positive, and I try to provide some solutions, but it gets tough. As property and violent crime continue at an alarming rise, our city council has accelerated the problem by approving a needle exchange ordinance and the permissive atmosphere that comes with it. The streets of this town are not safe. I've heard you tell me all about it. You're afraid to shop at your local store. You're more likely to think twice about shopping in downtown Eureka. The truth is, you want to shop locally, but you're tired of being panhandled and intimidated. So I want to throw out some ideas, some possible solutions that might make Eureka a better place to live. We should reduce the number of criminal drug addicts roaming the streets by enforcing camping ordinances. We should take it a step further, encouraging landowners to protect their buildings from blight. If we can have less neglected properties, you and I will see less drug dealing and vandalism. Empowering successful rehabilitation programs while discouraging poorly designed practices that enable addiction. Eureka has a high number of empty storefronts. What a difference it would make if our city council invited businesses and industries to relocate to our area. We should explore tax incentives for landlords to upgrade their buildings, including such improvements as removing overhangs that homeless people sleep under, and tax deferment incentives for adding privately funded security, cameras, and fencing. Our Eureka Police Department still has several empty positions on its roster. This is causing the city to pay expensive overtime costs while adding an unfair burden to our police officers. We've tried sign-on bonuses, but it's not the money that appears to be the problem. A change in city council leadership, a change in policy, might be enough to encourage aspiring officers to choose Eureka as their place to work. Recognize the determined effort of our local charities and cleanup groups like Pacific Outfitters, who are working hard to clean our streets of biohazardous needles and other debris. The city has a responsibility to maintain safe parks and streets. I've spoken to many parents who don't feel safe letting their children go out and play. And as a community, I think we should demand that Humboldt County and Sacramento do their part to help Eureka fight crime and reduce the number of criminal drug addicts roaming the streets. While the city is often the victim of bad state policy, an engaged local leadership could get a lot accomplished.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.